Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is making women-led development as pivot of governance. World No Tobacco Day underlines adverse effects of tobacco as a leading cause of preventable diseases and deaths globally. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam underscores importance of good governance and role of senior officers in decision-making. And the center to launch Jan Oshadi Kendra Experiential Learning Program for the youth tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was a challenge to India's women power and has proved to be a death knell for the perpetrators. He was speaking at the Women Empowerment Maha Sammelan, organized on the occasion of the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Aholkar, Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh, today. The Prime Minister further stated that India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror.
Pahalgam mein aatankiyon ne sirf bhartiyon ka khoon hi nahi bahaya, hamari sanskriti par bhi prahar kiya. Aatankwadiyon ne bharat ki nari shakti ko chunauti di hai. ये चुनौती आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए काल बन गई है. काल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ भारत के इतिहास का सबसे बड़ा और सफल ऑपरेशन है.
Referring to the public welfare schemes of the government, the Prime Minister said that today our government is working on the public welfare mantras of Lokmata Ahilyabai. Nagrik Devo Bhava is the mantra of governance today. Our government is making the vision of women-led development the pivot of the government. Women are at the center of every major scheme of the government. Joint Director, Dental and State Nodal Officer, National Oral Health Program, Naglen, Dr. Rio Salalase Vizo, has said that tobacco use continues to be one of the leading causes of preventable diseases and deaths globally. She was speaking at the Awareness Program on Youth Targeting and Industry Tactics, organized by District Tobacco Control Cell, in line with World No Tobacco Day at Dr. Niluza Kire Government Higher Secondary School, Kohima. She, however, said that tobacco-related diseases such as cancer, heart and lung conditions, and reduced fertility are entirely preventable. Dr. Vizo revealed that although Nagaland does not cultivate tobacco commercially, the state is facing a public health crisis due to its consumption. She said about 35% of children between the ages of 13 and 15 in Nagaland use tobacco in smoke or smokeless form. Clinical psychologist, District Mental Health Program, DMHP, NHAK Kohima, Roko Tunyo Ritza, explained that from sleek packaging and flavoring to influencer endorsements and misleading terms like light or filtered, tobacco products are deliberately designed to downplay health risks and normalize use among adolescents. Dr. Ritza stressed the urgency of countering these tactics with education, vigilance, and policy enforcement. Principal investigator of the Population-Based Cancer Registry, Naglen Institute of Science and Technology, NIST, Dr. V. Kamo, has attributed the high incidence of cancer in Nagaland to tobacco use, calling it a major public health concern. Speaking during the World No Tobacco Day held today at Corajo School, Kohima, she emphasized the harmful effects of tobacco and urged the students to avoid it. The program was organized by the Population-Based Cancer Registry, NIST, in collaboration with the Association of Oncologists of Northeast India under the theme Unmasking the Appeal, Exposing Industry Tactics on Tobacco and Nicotine Products.
Tobacco is so bad for your health. You can land up into serious disease, and cancer is something which is so expensive for treatment. And right now we don't have all the facility in our state also. So we have to go outside our state for treatment. So you can imagine how much money we are spending for the treatment and how much time goes out and how much burden we give to our family, at home, our neighbors and our close ones.
Dr. Kamo highlighted the work of her team in documenting cancer cases across the state through data collection. The aim, she said, is to understand the types of cancer prevalent in Nagaland and identify contributing factors. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam has emphasized the importance of good governance and role of senior officers in decision-making. Speaking at a capacity-building training for AHODs and senior officers organized by the Personnel and Administrative Reforms Department today in Kohima, he called officers to be thorough with the Nagaland Rules of Executive Business to avoid making wrong decisions. He said this rules forms the basis of governance. He observed that the state do not actually use service conduct and discipline rules very frequently, so our familiarity is limited. The Chief Secretary also stressed on the importance of IT tools in governance to enhance personal productivity as officers. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, in collaboration with Department of Pharmaceuticals, is launching the Jan Oshadi Kendra Experiential Learning Program on Sunday. Under this 15-day program, 5 youth volunteers will be deployed to 5 Jan Oshadi Kendras in each district across the country. Volunteers will be involved in assisting with daily operations, supporting inventory and medicine management, and promoting awareness about generic medicines and public health literacy. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashwani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we explore a new aspect of yoga to help energize your body, calm your mind, and uplift your spirit. This evening, we will learn about yamas, niyamas, and asanas. Yamas are restraints and niyamas are observances. These are considered to be prerequisites for further yogic practices. Asanas, capable of bringing about stability of body and mind, kurya tadasanam sthrayam, involving adopting various psycho-physical body patterns and giving one an ability to maintain a body position, a stable awareness of one's structural existence for a considerable length of time. We will know more on pranayama sadhana in our next series. Advisor for Law and Justice, T.N. Manan, has called for close coordination between department and government advocates and urged government advocates to ensure that justice is delivered without undue delay. He was speaking at the coordination meeting of the officers of Law and Justice Department and the government advocates of the Guwahati High Court Kohima Bench yesterday in Kohima. The advisor suggested that the department should always be kept informed of the important cases taken up in the court so that the department will be able to monitor pending cases and give timely instructions to government councils. The Principal Secretary, Law and Justice Department, Y.K. Keto Sema, opined that more than 90% of the cases in the High Court are writ petitions pertaining to the service matter where the government is always the party. The meeting decided to revise monthly fixed pay of government advocates. It also decided to ensure timely extension of service of government advocates and provide performance report of each advocate to the government. President of URA Academy, Dr. Shehozale Lejetsu, said that URA Academy has been propagating and promoting Tenide language. Addressing the culmination program of the 55th annual Tenide seminar organized by URA Academy in collaboration with the Department of Tenide, Nagaland University yesterday, he called for greater promotion of the language. Dr. Lejetsu also urged that literature boards to develop their mother tongues seriously and on a proper footing so as to use them in schools as the first language at the elementary level, according to the three language formula, a component of the National Education Policy 2020. Highlighting that 64 Naga tribes inhabit the region, as recorded by Reverend V.K. Nu in his book, The Naga Chronicle, the president opined that there could be more than 70 Naga languages, with each tribe having its own language. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is making women-led development as pivot of governance. World No Tobacco Day underlines adverse effects of tobacco as a leading cause of preventable diseases and deaths globally. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam underscores importance of good governance and role of senior officers in decision-making. And Centre to launch Jan Oshadi Kendra Experiential Learning Program for the youth tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.